We are learning Mesechtes Baba Kama Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We're starting the sugya of Bar Ba'arichas, the sugya of Bar. It says in the pasuk, "V'chi yiftach ish bar, ok yichre ish bar, v'lo yichasenu." Someone digs a bar or he opens a bar. The first is opens a bar or digs a bar. He doesn't cover it. V'nafal shama shar chamar. V'ala bar yishalim kesef yoshal v'olav meisi eloi. V'ala bar has to pay for it. Where is this bar? So that's to be a discussion of our Gemara. This bar is Rosh Rabbim, in your Rishos, or only your Rishos, only Rosh Rabbim, and that will be a discussion of our Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Hachoyfe bar b'shus yachid. You dig a bar in your Rishos, but u'pischoy Rosh Rabbim. You make the opening in the Rosh Rabbim. It's like a tunnel under your property, but the opening is in the Rosh Rabbim. Oy b'shus Rabbim pischoy Rosh Yachid. Or you dig a bar under Rosh Rabbim, and the opening is in Rosh Yachid. Or b'shus Yachid pischoy Rosh Yachid. Or the opening is in Shush Yachid and the bar is in Shush Yachid. All these cases, Shush Yachid Acher, all these cases are chayiv. All these cases, you are chayiv to pay for the damages of the bar. And Kal V'Chaymer, if it's in Shush Rabim, if it's digging Shush Rabim and it's open in Shush Rabim, it's also chayiv, like next Mishnah says Meforosh. So this Mishnah says clearly that say if you dig a bar in Shush Rabim and say if the opening is in Shush Yachid, either case, Allah is chayiv. That's our Mishnah. So the Gemara Brisa, Tana Rabbanu, Hachoyf a bar b'shus yachid. Someone digs a bar in shus yachid, u'pischoy shus rabim, and the opening is in shus rabim. Chay, v'zeu bar amutayr. This is the bar that says in the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel that this is the bar, a bar in shus rabim. That is the bar, because since it's a stumbling block in shus rabim, so therefore that's what the opening is. That's the main thing where the opening is. That's what makes it a bar. And since the opening is Rabbim, that is the Bar Ha'amavutari of Rabbi Shmuel. Which we'll see, according to this Man Yama, he's saying that Dafka, this is the Bar Ha'amavutari. But a Bar in Shishi Yachid, even if I mafkir my Rishus around it, the halacha is that there, Vir Rabbi Shmuel, you're not chayiv, because that was mafkir for people to walk there. But to be chayiv in Nezikin, I was never mafkir for that reason. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Rabbi Kiva Imar, Hifkir Rishusav Lo Hifkir Bayroi. Zehu Bar Matayra. The Bar Matayra is you are mafke your Rishus around the bar. You made the bar in your own Rishus. You mafke the property around the bar. You were not mafke the bar, so you still own the bar. This is the Bar Matayra, and you chayiv. Why? Because you're letting people walk here, and therefore you have to be careful. You have to cover the bar. You have to cover the ditch. Masha'in Kain Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're right. That was mafke it, but I was only mafke it to let people walk here. But to be chayiv ben ezakin, I was not mafkir. If you look at Rashi, three lines at the bottom, Rashi says, the kasava, Rabbi Shmuel holds, ki afkarin el chavrishusi, lav la'achiyuv ve'ayna ba'zeka afkarata. I was not mafkir in order to be chayiv in hezekim. That's how Rashi learns pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. According to Tosfos on top of Amarav, it's a little different. That's tarcha b'shushcha ma'boye, what's Yashar doing in my bar? Don't get so close to my bar. But we'll go Rashi's pshat. That Rashi's pshat is that I was not mafkir my Rishus to be chayif in Ezekiel. So we have a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. What exactly is the machlokes? We have a machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef explaining the machlokes. Amar Rabba. Rabba says like this: the bar in Shurabim kulam lepligid mechayim. Rabba says that a bar in Shurabim, someone has an opening in Shurabim, everyone agrees that yichayiv for bar. And of course, if you dig it in the Shurabim, also the same thing. As long as the opening is Shurabim, everyone agrees chayiv. That's what Rabba says. Both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. My time. Amar Kral. Pasuk says. Kiyiftach ish bar. If someone opens a bar, v'chiyich oy kiyichr ish bar. If someone digs a bar, and the question is, imal psicha chayiv akri lekolshkein. If you chayiv for opening a bar, of course you chayiv for digging a bar. Ella shall iske psicha iske kriya balay. It's teaching us the extra pasuk of al that says after kiyiftach is kiyichr. Teach us that you chayiv for digging a bar no matter what, even in Rosh Hashanah. So that's a drasha. Never agrees to that. So what's the machlekes of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva? Le'nechiku el a bar b'shusai. The machlekes is a bar in your own rishus. Rabbi Kiva sava tapen daf nun amud aleph. Rabbi Kiva sava bar b'shusai na michai. Even a bar that is in your rishus that you own, yichai. The chesiv bala bar. The bar that is le balem kam rachmana. The Torah is michai of a bala bar. Even a bar that you own, the Torah is michai. Rabbi Shmuel sava. No, bala bar means bala the color, the one who's responsible for it. That's what it is. So we understand what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, Zehu bar mabatayra, when he says, Achayfa bar b'shushiyach, apisko shirabim, Zehu bar mabatayra, because Rabbi Shmuel is saying, the only bar you chayiv on is only shirabim, that's the pasuk kichiftach oikiyichra. But That's the only time. But barbers is yochid. It's part for a kivolds. You chay both. You chay barbers ram and barbers yochid. So what does it mean? Zeu bar amar b'tayra. The Gemara says elamau zeu bar ha'omar b'tayra dekam rakiva. Fear is saying this is the bar, not something else. But fear b'kiva, everything is a bar. So what's zeu bar amar b'tayra? Dekam rakiva. Zeu bar shepach zach boy akosov tchil tashlumi. That this is the bar that the pasuk started off with teaching you that you have to pay. That where it says Bal HaBar Yishalim, so there the first time it says about paying, it says Bal HaBar, and he says, he's telling Rabbi Yishmael, how can you say that a bar b'shishyach is potter? This is the bar that says you have to pay. That's the makar. Bal HaBar Yishalim, so about Bal HaBar, and that's what he means. But Avada, he's chayiv, he's mechayiv by both bayrays. He's saying, how could you argue with me about bar b'shishyach? Because zel bar b'mitar. Now the top Rashi speaks out like this. That Rabbi Shmuel is Baal HaTakala, but the Olam Shirabma, Rabbi Shusha, Api Shehifka is part of the Capricious, like I said before, because you say that I wasn't mafka for that. Then Rashi goes a little further. Rashi says, Haydi Nokaz Vloy Hifker Bayroy, the Im Hifker Af Bayroy Avalei Barbu Shirabim. So who is he talking about? Which man of the Yom is he going in? So you could have said, he's going to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Barbu Shirabim is Chayy, Barbu Shirabim is Potter. What happens if you mafka the bar and the property? So it sounds like from Rashi, that would be called Barbu Shirabim. But the Pnei Yeshua asks that it can't be because Lemaisa, the whole taina is that I wasn't mafgir my Rishus to be chayif in Ezekin. So it can't be I'm chayif if I'm mafgir something in my Rishus. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says these words are going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds a chayif bar anywhere. So why does he have to say, Hifgir Bayroi, Hifgir Rishus, Vlo Hifgir Bayroi? Even Hifgir Bayroi chayif. That's Rashi saying, Echanami. But that would be Barbu Shirabim. That would be still like a Barbu Shirabim according to Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't hold Rabbi Shmuel Svara. So it comes out like this. If you mafki your bar and your rishos, you're still not chayiv according to Rabbi Shmuel. It has to be dafka in the rishos of Rabbi. But according to Rabbi Kiva, hifke bar and hifke rishusai will be chayiv. This is maybe a taisvus, not dafchav ches. It's not like this. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef argues in Rabbi, in the beer, in the explanation of the chalikas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rav Yosef Amar, bar b'shiyach, kuyam le'pligid v'chayiv. In a bar that's in Shiyachet, everyone agrees Yechayiv. Even Rabbi Shmuel, everyone agrees Yechayiv. My time up, Bala, bar Marachmona. The bar this way, Bala Maskinan. So when a bar that has a Bala, everyone agrees that a bar that has a Bala is Chayiv. What's Machalik Yisrael Rekiva? Kipligi, bar B'Shirab. That's Machalik Yisrael. So a bar B'Shirab, and I be Chayiv, Dechsev, Kiftach, Vichy Yichra. In my Psycha Chayiv, I create a Kalshkin. We Chayiv on opening, of course, Chayiv on digging. So the extra words are telling you, Allah, Shiske, Psycha, Iske, Kriya, Bala, teaching us the Yechayiv and Shirab. So Rabbi Shmuel holds, Baal HaBar teaches us that Bar B'Shusha is Chayiv. And the extra pasuk, V'chi Yichra teaching us Bar B'Shusha Rabim is Chayiv. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv on both. Rabbi Kiva says, no, this drasha is not a good drasha. Why? Hanach Mitzruch Tzrichi. You need both the halacha of opening a bar and digging a bar. Dikos Rachmanek Ki Yiftach, Ivatar just said Ki Yiftach, Havamina Pesech U'Desagil HaBekisi. Only when you open a bar, there it's sufficient to just cover it. But Kairav, maybe if you dig a bar, it doesn't help covering at the time. You have to stuff it back up. So therefore, you need a pasuk of chiyichra that v'lo yichasenu, that kisui still helps. Because Rachman chiyichra, if it said just chiyichra, have a mina carrier the bar kisui. Definitely, if you dig a bar, you have to cover it. You should open ma'isi. Did a ma'isi. I'll say if you open the bar, the loy of a ma'isi, aim a kisui dami leboy, you wouldn't need covering k'mashulon. So therefore, Kisui says not a drasha. I need both chiyichra and chiyiftach. So I have no makar the ichayim and shirab. So it comes out now, Fidus Pshaf, Fir of Yosef, the Zel Bar Matar Rabbi Shmuel is Shver. Rabbi Kiva says Zel Bar Matar. Kiva is saying is, you only chai for Bar B'Shiyachim. Zel Bar Matar. Rabbi Shmuel starts off that a Bar B'Shiyachim is chai, Zel Bar Matar. It's not true. Rabbi Shmuel is chai for Shiyachim also. Well, am I Zel Bar Matar to come Rabbi Shmuel? What's Rabbi Shmuel saying? Zel Bar Matar. Zok the Gemara, Zel Bar is a possible by a cost of Tchil and Zokin. How can you argue with me? This is the bar that starts off in the beginning of parasha, ki yiftach v'chiyichra. And that's what he means to say. So it comes out, we have Lefi Rabba, Rabbi Kiva holds that both bar v'shirabim, bar v'shirach is chayiv, and Rabbi Yosef holds only bar v'shirabim. For Rabbi Shmuel, it's a little bit the opposite. That Rabbi Shmuel holds both bar v'shirachayiv, bar v'shirach and bar v'shirabim, and Rabbi Kiva holds only bar v'shirach. So it comes out, our Mishnah holds that both bar v'shirach and bar v'shirabim is chayiv is who? So Rashi explains, in Divrei Maskil, Umay Zeh, Rabbi Shmuel, in the Divrei Maskil in the Zaken, at the end of that Divrei Maskil, he says, that Masnisim, according to Rabbah, will be like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, free Rabbah, holds that the Chayav bar both for Shiochet and Shirabim. And according to Rabbi Yosef, will be like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Chalikas Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Who are Mishnah's like? Because the Mishnah says, Chayav both bar for Shirabim, bar for Shiochet. So Chalikas Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, who's our Mishnah like? According to Rabbah, our Mishnah's like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosef, our Mishnah's like Rabbi Shmuel. Talk to more about it. Mesvek. And that's your Kasha. Hachoyfe bar, the price goes like this. Hachoyfe bar, b'shish rabim, p'shish yachid. You dig a bar, b'shish rabim, and the opening is yachid, loch is yapatim. That sounds like that a bar, b'shish yachid is patim. That's what it sounds like. Va'af al pi, she'en v'shay lasis kain, even though you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to dig under shirabim, the fish ain't so called tacha shirabim, but if you dug a bar in your rishos, under shirabim, you're patim because it's in your rishos. If it's opposite, you dig a bar in your shoes and it goes opening to Shirabim, you're chayv. So far we see clearly this price holds that Shirabim is chayv, Shiyach is potter. Then it says, if you make a bar in your own shoes next to Shirabim, you're digging in order to make a foundation. The halach is you're potter because you're doing a lushin. Rabbi Yisrael, you do mechayiv, you do chayiv. Even if you're doing it for foundation, actually, yasa mechitza, sorry, you have to mechitza 10 tfachim around this bar, or actually, yachim, welcome to Yisrael, the Odom, welcome to Yisrael, the Hema, abba tfachim, or some say abba amas. We have to move away from Yisrael, the Odom, or Yisrael, the Hema, four amas. Now, in this part of the last line of the Brayz, the time of the Lushin, only because of the foundation are you potter. Halav Lushin chayiv. But not for Lushin, you'll be chayiv, even though it's your own rishos. So it's a little bit of a theory here. The first line, Mishnah says, you make a bar in your own shoshi pata. Shoshi rabim is chayiv. Then it says, you're doing shoshi yachid, you're chayiv, because it's only if you do l'ushim while you're pata. But if it be a regular bar, not for foundation, you're going to be chayiv. The reason why foundation is more cool is because people have to build houses, so you have to allow them to do these foundations. So here, that's the shvarkan over here. It's really a stira in the braisa alone. So Gemara says like this, Haman, who's this braisa like? Bishlam l'rabba, l'fi rabba, Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the Reisha who says that B'shul Yochid Yepata Rabbi Shmuel, because that we have Rabbi Shmuel for that. We say for Rabbi Kiva, and say for Rabbi Kiva. It's shver, it's two different tanoim, but you can figure it out. But Rabbi Yosef, remember, holds that everyone holds B'shul Yochid Chayiv. So who in the world holds Yepata? Hail in the first line. Oh, Rabbi Yosef, Bishlam is sefer Devar Kol. The sefer says Leushim is Potter, everything else is Chayiv as Devar Kol. A Reisha that says B'shul Yochid is Potter money. Remember, Rav Yosef holds that everyone holds Yechayim and Shiyochet, because Balabar. Amalach Rav Yosef, Kula Debra Kali. The Mishnah is going to Kuli Amma. Vereisha, Shaloi Hifker, Lo Rishus, Loi Bairi. You didn't work after anything. That's why you're Potter, because why coming to my Rishus? And the Sefer says, Dafka Lushim is Potter, everything else Chayiv is where you're after your Rishus. So you're Chayiv, Bar, Rishus, Yochet. The only thing is, so we're saying it's Kuli Amma, why? Because everyone holds Rishus, Yochet's Chayiv. And that stems. Good. The only thing is that it says in the middle of this brisa that bar b'shus rabim is chayiv, and the truth is that's not going according to Rabbi Akiva. So it's not really dibra kol. If you look at Tais Demaschu Amalach dibra Raisa Kula dibra kol, Lav Dafka Kula El Raisa the Seifa the Aksh now the Raisa Seifa the Stira that's going according to Kuli Amma. Aval Mitzias the Torah b'shus Yochel Pesul b'shus Rabim Chayiv Light Asa like Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel only goes to Rabbi Shmuel because Rabbi Kiva holds your part of b'shus Rabim. Zok Tamar Vayta Marav Ashi. Hashto the Kimtel Rav Yosef, the Divrei HaKol. Now that you said Rav Yosef Kishtim the Mishnah, the Brayso Divrei HaKol, the Rabba Nami, I'll do the same thing. The Rabba Nami, the Sukma Ketanoi, mid the Reisha Rav Yishmol, Seif and Rav Yishmol. Since the Reisha says Potter, B'shus Yochel, going to Rav Yishmol, going to Rabba, and Seif also be Rav Yishmol, we're going to Rabba, and really should be Potter. I, the time of the Lushin, Halav Lushin Chayiv, Smashma and the Seifa, that if not for making a foundation, you'll be Chayiv, I, L'char, your Potter in your own Rishos. So the Gemara going to Arvach Avuchel Shirabim. You extended your bar into Shirabim, and you stole Potter because it's Lushin. But if it won't be Lushin, you'll be Chayiv. Why? Because it's a bar of Shirabim. And Shmuel holds bar of Shirabim is Chayiv. Bar of Shiyach is Potter. Bar of Shirabim is Chayiv. So that's Pshat in the Sefer. It's all going with the Shmuel the whole Brisa. Now, according to Rabba, and according to Rabba, also obviously Shmuel holds bar of Shirabim is Chayiv. So the whole Brisa stems very good for Rabbi Shmuel. Bar of Shiyach is Potter. And that's why the Reish is Potter. And the Seifa, the reason why Chayiv over there, if it wouldn't be Lushim, is because it's in the Shirabim. I can ask me, Frank the Rajba, that if it's foundation and you're making into the Shirabim, how can you be Potter? Even if you're doing it per Shus, we had before, that if you put out zvolim, put out zevel or bershos, still you chayv nezikin. So why here is different? Zok the Rasba that because tikkun olam and yishuv olam, everyone is nicha, that you're allowed to build the foundation, the whole of the foundation into the Rishurabim temporarily, because everyone wants that. Everyone agrees to that, because it's the only way you can build this. Yishuv olam, only can build houses, and therefore you're part of it. Don't worry about it. It says, "Hachoyfer bar b'shus yochid u'pischer shiram chayv." If you dig a bar in your shus part, the opening shiram yichayv b'shus yochid smuchus shiram your potter. But if it stays in shus yochid, it's potter. So this sounds like Rabba's Rab Yishmael. That Rabba holds the fear of Yishmael yichayv shiram potter shus yochid. But according to Rav Yosef, you have problems here. Because Rav Yosef holds everyone agrees yichayv shus yochid. So Bishlam the Rabba Kul Rabbi Shmuel, he's going to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef, Bishlam raised to Rabbi Shmuel. El Seifa, money la Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. The Seifa doesn't stem with anyone. L'chayra here, it says, Yipater and Shishiyachar. Who holds like that? O Malach, B'choyfa, L'ushim, Divyakol. We're talking about you doing L'ushim, which is foundation, therefore, it's Divyakol, Yipater. Tana Rabbana, look at the Braisa. Chofar, U'pasach, U'mosal, Rabbim. And some mean the taitch means or you've dug a bar or opened the bar, and you gave it to or it means you dug the bar and you left it open and muscle a rabbin and you gave it over the rabbin. You know why you're digging this bar? For water. It's a water cistern. It's a water place to store the water for the animals, for people. So you dug the bar for them and you gave it over to the rabbin, to the tzibur. You gave it over to them. You take care of it. The lach is your potter. Even though you dug the bar, your potter. You gave it over to the tzibur. Let's say you dug it, and you dug it al shem to give it to the tzibur. We never gave it over. The loch is yichayv. This is the minig of Nechunya, who we called him the digger of Bayreis Shichin Virus, different type of Bayreis. So yichayv for a Pesach, he used to dig and keep it open, and moist the rabbin and gave it to the rabbin to take care of it. Chacham heard about this, Amru Kayim Zeh Alach Azu. That he, this Nechunya, was a kaim zalacha. Frank my alacha zu, so loy is the only alacha he kept. Elaima af alacha zu. He also kept this alacha, which means he made sure to give it over to the rabbim and tell them to watch it. If not, he took responsibility. So he kept this alacha, made sure to give it over to the rabbim. Once we mention this Nechunya Chayfa Bairis, who used to dig Bairis for the tzibur, we're going to say a maisa about him. Torah about him. Maisa bitoy shal Nechunya Chayfa Shichin, shenafel bar gadol. There's a story that the daughter of Nechunya fell into a bar, a big bar. They couldn't get her out. They went to tell Rechina Daisa that look what happened. So Sharu Shana Mulam Shalom. The first hour where it's still possible for her to survive, he said, everything's going to be fine. Shniya Mulam Shalom. The second time, they went over to him and said, yeah, it's going to be fine. Shlisha Shalom also. The third time they went over to him, he said, she came out already. Amru La. So Taka Kachava, Taka came out. They asked her, "Who took you out?" Mihalcha Amalach Hem. It was a major nace. Zochosh Rechalim Nizdamali. I saw a sheep. Vizokin Echad Melahigoy, and there was a certain Zokin taking care of it. Was a shepherd. It was Avram Avinu, and because of the schus of Nechunya's Achnasas Arachim of giving water to people, he was saved. She was saved. The schus that. So Amr Loi, they asked Rechim and Daisa, Navi Ata? How do you know she was saved? You're Navi? Amr Lehem, Loi Navi, Anayichi, Amar Navi, Loi Ben Navi, Anayichi, Anayichi, Son of a Navi. Al-Kach Amarti, this is what I said. Dova Sha'oysa Tzadik Mitztaraboy, something that the Tzadik worked hard to do for Klal Yisrael, Yukosha Vizaroy, his children should get hurt in that? It couldn't be. It couldn't be that she's going to die in a bar that he builds for the Rav. Amr Avacha, Ava Pike Meis Benay Betzamba. Still, his son died from thirst. He did mitzvahs. He did mitzvahs by saving, by making bars to people. Shneim, the apostle says, "Sviva of nesara moed," that around the Kodesh Baruch was very scary. When I was Kodesh Baruch Hu medaktik him sviva of filkut zayra. Kodesh Baruch Hu medaktik him was tzadikim even much more, even kikut zayra. Rav Nechunya Mahach of this pasuk, Kel narots, Hashem is strong. V'soyik leishim rabba, even by the malachim, Hashem stands out as being the strongest. But Noirah calls Shiva, and it's scary for everyone around him. That's the makar for this. Now, Tosis asks, that L'chayra, the Maisa, Rechim Reis said, that it's impossible for someone to die in something that's not like a star boy. So Taka, how did the Benoi die with Tzoma? And what's the Raya? You see, it's not true. Zog Tosis, V'yashloim v'komokim, ba'oisig dova atzim le'roi l'kashol. The thing that you built itself, that you can't have it. The dying from thirst is like indirectly. He helped people with thirst, and I say they died from thirst. That's possible. But to die in his bar is impossible. That's Taisa Pshat. Shita Mekabetzia brings down a Marit Pshat. He says that even if you have this chus, you have to have a tefillah to bring this chus, mischus lahapoyel, to bring it lahapoyel. Here, if you look at the Lashon HaOchinim Adonis, he says, Amarti, I said, Davos Oysa Tzadik Metzdar by Yikosha Mezaroi. The reason why she didn't die there is because HaOchinim Adonis gave a tefillah. He said a tefillah. A lot of the person can have a schus. Without the tefillah, it doesn't come down. And Echanami, when that son died, but Sama, HaOchinim Adonis wasn't alive anymore to daven. He needs someone to daven. A lot of times, people are ready, Hashem is ready to give you a schus. All you have to do is daven and bring it in. Amram Chanina, Kol Ha'imai Kar is Baruch Hu Vatrenu, Yivosru Chaya. Anyone who says the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a vatrim, which means he'll be ma'ichel me. There's an einish, yivatru chayav, because he's causing people to be chayta by saying that. Shenem ma'arim no Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatrim. Shenem ha'atzur tam palik chal d'racham mishpat. All is d'racham ha'mishpat. Another drasha, amra chana v'item rav yishmol v'rachmeini. Ma'idach siv, what's around the pasuk that says, erech apayim. It says the lashon rabim, apayim. Hashem has more than one face. Which likes of Erech Af. Erech Apayim Sneak of L'Rasham. And like Rashi explains here, and a little more in Erevin, that Kosh Baruch has a Payim that's Seichakois, that's happier, and Zoyamois, that's not happy. And he uses the Payim Seichakois to Marech, and to Marech, to Fatzadikim, he waits, he doesn't give them a schar in this world, and He's marich the af. He's marich the shiny face. He's marich. He doesn't give him the hana, the schar in this world. He waits the next world. He's marich af. And Hashem is marich af for Hashem. He doesn't give him the einish right away. Give him a chance to do tshuva. He's marich af. But parlem la'alta, Rashi says. So that's the erech apayim. Losh rabim. There's an erech. There's an af of l'tzadikim. Is af marich af for Hashem. Marich af l'tzadikim is the marich of the good face, l'tzadikim, and the not good face is marich af l'Rasham. Hashem is marich af. He does not right away show the not good face to Rasham.